The Aotearoa Art Fair is coming up at the beginning of next month from the 1st to 4th of May. As one of the most significant art events in New Zealand's cultural calendar, the fair welcomes thousands of local and international visitors each year. The fair spotlights the breadth and diversity of contemporary art in Aotearoa and beyond, bringing together leading galleries from New Zealand and Australia to showcase a range of works by emerging and established artists. Whether you're a seasoned collector, occasional buyer, or just curious about art, the fair is an opportunity to browse and buy from a range of galleries and practitioners. Ahead of the fair, I had a kōrero with fair director Sue Weymouth about the program for 2025 and overall kaupapa.
I'm Sue Weymouth, the director of the Aotearoa Art Fair. I became the fair director this year, and I also worked with the fair last year under the new ownership of Tim Etchells and Sandy Angus. We had a phenomenal fair last year, and yeah, excited to be the fair director this year.
And for those who maybe haven't heard of the Aotearoa Art Fair, would you like to start by introducing it and what its kaupapa is?
Well, it's the largest premier art fair in Aotearoa for contemporary art. So it's where all the top commercial galleries come from around Aotearoa, and this year we've got a lot of galleries from Australia as well. So they exhibit their best artists all under the one roof of the Viaduct Event Centre from the over 4 days, from the 1st of May to the 4th of May. So it's really one of the country's most significant kind of cultural events, where we get over 10,000 visitors. I like to think of it kind of as like a mini Frieze, mini Basel of Aotearoa. Yeah, so it's really a chance for everyone to come and see, you know, the best artists in the country with all the top commercial galleries around Aotearoa.
And you've kind of spoken to it a little bit there, but exhibiting galleries are split into three sectors: gallery, young, and paper. What is the range or scope of galleries exhibiting in the fair this year?
Well, I'm excited to say this year that I have put a real focus on emerging artists, and lots of young galleries are coming in. So we have a number of really leading edge young galleries from Aotearoa and Australia. So this year I've mixed it up a bit with placing some alongside some more established galleries. So we have a seasoned gallery who were incredibly popular both last year. They'll be featuring alongside more established galleries showing the incredible paintings of Jade Townsend and Hamish Coleman. We've got some great young galleries from Australia. Ian Smith Gallery is coming from Sydney. He's doing an incredible solo show of Māori artist Nicole Hinden. We've got Dale One, another really great young gallery from Australia, and the likes of Charles Nino, who's recently opened in Auckland. And also I've introduced a whole new section to the fair called Horizons, really with thanks to Chapman Tripp, which has allowed us to really show emerging artists, some recently only graduated from ELIM, and it's really giving them a chance, you know, artists that aren't necessarily represented by galleries, to, you know, give them a platform to show their art. And that is curated by Becky Hemis, who's editor of Art Papers. So yeah, really excited about that section. And then we have, you know, the largest number of galleries we've actually ever had in the history of the fair, with 49 galleries and 13 international, the most international galleries that we've had. So you have the young, you have established, and then we've actually got double the amount of paper booths that we had in the past, which really, you know, allows new collectors to collect phenomenal work. And I've also introduced a new section called Object. It's called the Lotus House Party, and that is really focused on object-based work, that, you know, some beautiful ceramics, jewellery from Lisa Walker, and Kim Patton from Object Space is curating this beautiful new space to the fair. So there's a lot going on there, and yeah, it's great with the mixture. There's something for everyone, really.
Totally. Oh, it's just so exciting. There's such a wide scope and so cool, those extra sections you spoke to. I think those will be amazing. And alongside gallery presentations, the art fair offers a range of activities and events, including artist talks, tours, and the Let's Talk Art program. What are some of the opportunities on offer for art fair attendees this year?
Well, there's a lot to do. Yes, so there are over 20 booth talks that are really often really inspiring, with artists talking in their booths. So that's like an extensive program over the 4 days of the fair. Alongside that, we have a Let's Talk Art program that Aeon have been supporting, and that's got 9 key talks from various experts. So you can hear about how to collect photography. You can hear from phenomenal curators like Kenneth Brummell, who's, everyone always loves listening to him when he talks about, how to look at art, alongside Gretchen Albrecht. And you'll hear from artists like Lisa Rahana, Brett Graham, Nico Hinden. Yeah, so there's fantastic talks there. We've got Hideaki Fukutaki, who started the Nayashimo Sculpture Park in Japan. He is talking, so great to have him. And then there's some really interesting sort of installations, interactive activities that you'll be able to do. So you'll be able to share poems with Elliot Collins, an amazing artist, eat rice with Louis Britana. And I've also really worked hard to bring the whole city alive with art. So I've started the Aotearoa Sculpture Trail, presented by Viaduct Harbour. So along Viaduct, you'll see 9 large-scale significant sculptures. So that's a new thing as well, and really excited that there will be Lester Hanna's giant octopus, Te Whiki o Motorangi, and floating in the sea in front of the fair. So that's really exciting, alongside some amazing sculptures that will be at the front of the fair, with Brett Graham creating a new sculpture, Bob Yonke. We've got activations in Britomart and Commercial Bay. So yeah, there's a lot going on. Well, I guess some of the things I'm probably most excited about, I'm pretty passionate about photography, which is, as a collector as well, that's where my interests began. So I think this year we have some amazing photography. We've got talks on collecting photography. We've got Melanie Roger bringing incredible new work by Roberta Thornley, which kind of remind me of Caravaggio's paintings. Lisa Rahana is doing some amazing new work based on her video work at Auckland University. And Sweet Gallery are actually setting up the studio of Arns Westra over the weekend. So you'll be able to see her old cameras, the likes of, Fiona Partington, Mikey Smith, Sione Tuvalu Monu will be coming with Robert Heald. So, yeah, really excited about photography. There's also some, amazing iconic work that's coming. We've got Bill Hammond's last painting that he ever painted with Ivan Anthony, and he's also bringing Frances Pritchard, incredible bronze sculptures, and she's major internationally, has shown sculptures outside New South Wales Gallery. The likes of Robert Heald is bringing work that's never been seen before from the 60s, from Susan Kahaharangi King. Her work's been shown at the Museum of Modern Art. So, yeah, really rare to see that work. And then there's some of my absolute favourites, like David Shrigley, who's a massive international British artist. Two Rooms are bringing work from him. And Gail Langsford have got an incredible booth this year with works by sculpture artists like Steve Carr. I mentioned Brett Graham. He's making some beautiful small marquettes based on his Walters Prize work. So, yeah, there's really a lot in there. And Tim Melville's bringing the amazing Nephi Tapia, who, for art history buffs like myself, she was one of the founding members of the Pacific Sisters. And so she now, only a few years ago, started painting and is having sell-out shows. So really excited to see those. And a lot of the artists that were in the Auckland Art Gallery Contemporary, Aotearoa Contemporary, like Jack Hadley and Heidi Brickell, are bringing work with Marie Payne. So that's really exciting. And probably one of the most interactive, interesting pieces will be a work by TeamLab, which is being brought by Martin Brown Contemporary. And that's like an interactive work where you can touch and move the figures. It's a video work, and it changes with the seasons, with the day, it moves with your body. So yeah, really excited to see that as well. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot that as a collector will be very tempting for myself as well.
Absolutely. And as you say, the fair does have such a wide scope and allows attendees to see and view and get involved with such a wide range of events and activities. With regards to this, why do you think the art fair is so important?
Well, it's really, like I said, a chance for everyone to come, but it's great for the art ecology of Aotearoa. The fair has really helped a lot of artists launch their careers. You know, we had Owen Connors a few years ago who was presenting in the emerging artist space, and, you know, last year he was part of the largest art prize in New Zealand, the Walters Prize. A few years ago, Nico Hinden was, you know, doing the projects, showing her work, and now she's got a full solo booth with M. Smith Gallery. So it is really an amazing chance for artists to show the work, launch their careers. It's a great opportunity for, you know, art history students to come and meet artists, to come and view art. And it's amazing for the galleries to be able to show their best artists. And it's great for collectors, people who are keen on art, or whether you just want to come and experience and be surrounded by art. So it's a great chance to learn about art.
That was Aotearoa Art Fair Director Sue Weymouth speaking to me about the program for this year. The Aotearoa Art Fair runs from the 1st to the 4th of May, and you can get your tickets from artfair.co.nz.